This is the National Finance Committee, February 22nd, 2022 meeting. We believe we have quorum, and I'm going to ask the secretary to take the roll.
Okay. I'm not sure I have the right membership list here. I have what I guess is a, for one station, a treasurer and a treasurer-elect. Anyway, I'll call the names. We'll see who's here. Sharon Adams, Nick Arena, Chris Corey.
Here.
Lyndon Foley. Elizabeth Von Gunten.
Here.
Dooley Hewitt.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Sean Kelly McPherson.
I am here.
James Sagerton.
Here.
Julia Kennard.
Here.
All right, that's eight. You have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. And the next item is adopt the agenda. I will read the agenda. It begins with convening the meeting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's number one. Number two is the roll call. Number three, adopt agenda. Number four, chair's announcements for 2 minutes. Number five, minutes approval, 3 minutes. Number six, set next meeting date. Number seven, report, if available, from the Pacifica Executive Director, 10 minutes report, 10 minutes Q&A. Number eight, report from the CFO, 10 minutes report, 10 minutes Q&A. Excuse me. Number nine, the January financials, 60 minutes. Number 10, standard transaction limits, 5 minutes report, 15 minutes discussion. Number 11, budget timelines and schedule for NFC review of budgets for fiscal 22, 5 minutes. R. Paul, I forgot to edit that again. My apology.
Yeah, I'll edit that.
Thank you. And adjourn no later than, did I say adjourn no later than 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time? Okay, that is the agenda. Is there any discussion? Anyone would like to add anything or subtract anything? Any objection? Hearing none, we'll consider that adopted. And then we go to chair's announcements. And I will just briefly say that we have the CFO, of course, as usual, and the executive director with us tonight. I put in times for reports from them. That does not presume that they have reports, but I want to put it in there so we have time for it if they do. I know that Julia has been working very hard on a myriad of things. And so if she wants to make a short report or a longer one, I would leave that to her. And now I'm going to read the written announcements that I have on the agenda. And it begins, there is no new news on the status of Pacifica's application for the Small Business Administration Economic Disaster Injury Loan, or EIDL. Intensive work is ongoing to produce appropriate draft budgets for our remaining six budgeted units. Just yesterday, the executive director spent 2.5 hours on the phone with the NFC chair and many additional hours with the CFO, directors, general managers, business managers, and others. The CFO is working very hard with everyone involved to do the same and work on the fiscal year 21 audit and keep the financials updated. Similar efforts are happening every day. I say that from my own knowledge. There are no other new announcements. So that will take us to minutes approval. R. Paul, I understand we have minutes.
Yep, we have minutes. I move to approve the minutes of the February 8th, 2022 NFC meeting.
Any discussion?
Yeah, Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, so the minutes refer to Julia Kennard as the interim CFO, and I believe she became the CFO, without the word interim, as of February 1st, and think we ought to adjust the minutes very slightly.
Okay, let's discuss this thing. Gee, too bad nobody told me about it. I will also note that if people look at the agenda that was sent out, it refers to the interim CFO. So
yes, that's true. I just corrected that tonight.
Yeah,
it's my edit.
So I don't know. If she was made official as of 2/1, yeah, I guess we need to do that. I would suggest that directors should really let the rest of us in on items like that. So, all right. So what do we want to do then? We want to go through and remove interim everywhere it shows up. Is that it?
That's my suggestion. Yeah.
And that would actually be true since February 1st.
Yeah. Okay, so, all right.
This is Kim.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead, Kim.
I sent in a little correction. Did you all see it?
I saw it. I know it was there.
I saw it.
Paul saw it.
I did not.
Okay. I saw it. And I got to say, I went back and listened, and not quite. You didn't say it. The chair said it faster. You said, yeah, go to the bottom of things. And you said you were mostly saying about having the meeting set for Thursday. So you said, yeah, well, we have the meeting set for Thursday. So I don't know. I mean, the chair said it.
Do we want to make this into
a transcript?
No, we don't. But I think one of the most important things said was that the Finance Committee voted to reject the budget.
That was not said at all. Wasn't said you didn't say they voted to do it. He says, we got rejected. So, you know. Anyway, what do we want to put in there then?
Well, that's a pretty big fact, but,
Could we say, Kim, that why don't you take some time and review that recording for yourself and see how you interpret it?
Let me finish.
Okay, if you don't care, that's okay. But I was just going to say, the minutes can be corrected at any time in the future.
Yeah, no, I don't care. I mean, if that's what happened on the call, then that's what happened on the call.
Okay.
But nevertheless, it was an important fact that the Finance Committee rejected the budget. They voted to reject the budget.
We could put in there that the chair said that you agreed. On the other hand, when did they reject the budget?
January 28th.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, January 26th at our previous meeting.
Okay. And it was what, the KPFK LSB who rejected it, or the local finance?
No, the Finance Committee rejected it on January 26th. That's why I said, so we're waiting to see what happens that Thursday night, which I guess if this was February 8th minutes on Tuesday, that would have been on February 9th, the day Thursday, the 10th.
One second.
Kim, if you want to send me a note, I can put that in as one of the chair's announcements at the next meeting.
Add in.
No, it doesn't matter, Jim.
Can we stick to the topic, please? The chair, how about adding in, the chair said that the KPFK Local Finance Committee had rejected the budget proposal, and the KPFK treasurer agreed, and then just plug that in.
Fine.
Okay, so we can plug that in. And all right, so I'm making a note to plug that in. All right.
Sorry, it'd be a pain, but it just was sort of important. Anyway, thank you for indulging.
Okay, Arpal, is there anything? Are there any other corrections or additions to the minutes? Is there any objection to approving these minutes? Hearing none, we'll consider that done. I believe that's it for minutes, Arpal?
Yeah.
Very, very good. Thank you. It's a lot of work. You do that week in and week out. We appreciate it.
It is.
Okay. Number six is set next meeting date. As everyone knows, we had a meeting set for last week, and it didn't materialize. We were anticipating having some budget to review. This is the intensive work that I referred to that's going on behind the scenes with the CFO, the executive director is involved. They are working up the draft budgets into a better format so that when we discuss them, we can hopefully get them out in one meeting in an improved form. So we're taking the budgets as we receive them, they're working on them, and then we'll review them in the committee. And the committee will have the original document and the new and improved document. And that will save for what we were doing before was we were reviewing the budget, then the CFO was taking it back and working on it with the business manager or the general manager, and then bring it back to our meeting a week later. This way we're going to streamline it and just hopefully get it done in one meeting. So that brings up the question. We had to cancel last week's meeting because we weren't ready. There have been further complications. We weren't ready with another one this evening. For one reason, we had to get the financials, and one of the stations did not provide the data necessary to do the financials until this morning. So Julia has been working very hard all day to do the financials. So we have that for tonight, and hopefully by next week we'll have another budget ready to go. Would you... do you have anything to say about all of that, Julia?
Did you say we would have a budget by next Tuesday or the next
meeting? That's what I'm hoping. Yeah, I think Bertolt would be ready by next Tuesday. I don't know about Markeisha. Do you think if we set a meeting for next Tuesday, which would be an extra meeting, which would only be for reviewing budgets, would we have something ready, do you think?
If I can count on some assistance with, you know, helping them get it to where it needs to be. I know we've predominantly focused on WBAI, but there still needs to be a couple of conversations I've had with KPFT, and I have got to get the audit rolling.
Yes,
back rolling. I haven't been able to work on that in over a week.
Are we furthest along with WBAI?
I would think so. I mean,
I'm gonna ask the committee if we can do what we did last time, and I'm asking you as well if you think this would be good. We'll set a meeting just like we did last time, anticipating that we'll be ready, and then we'll cancel it if we're not.
Okay. I mean, I think
is that okay?
Bertold has been working a lot on it. It's still going to come in at a deficit, I believe. But, you know, maybe if you had time to have another call with him in the next day or two.
Well, I know that what he has to do, he has to get in touch with that major donor, and he has to get a report back on the hours. So assuming he can do that, I just think if he can do that, if we've got a meeting set we can do it. You know, if we don't set that meeting tonight, we won't be able to have a meeting.
That's
and we did want to kind of work through these so we can start to monitor how the budgets are working, you know, by doing quarterly reports.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
All right, and now let me take the conversation to the committee. Is the committee okay with doing a repeat of what we did last week, which is set a meeting, and then if it's ready, it's ready. But as you can hear, there are things that are still in the works. If it's not ready, I'll just announce that the meeting is canceled. Is there any discussion on that?
Is there a motion?
Not yet. I just want to... Why don't I do that? I guess, our poll, it's not appropriate to discuss without a motion, right?
It'd be good.
Okay. I'll make a motion. So I move that we set a special meeting, I guess it would be, of the Finance Committee for next Tuesday, March 1st. And that if we have a budget, we'll go ahead. And if we don't, the chair will cancel the meeting. Any discussion?
So what I have is that the motion is we set a special meeting of the NFC, pardon me, for March 1st. If there's no budget available, the chair will cancel the meeting.
Yeah. Thank you. Any discussion?
No.
Any objection? Go ahead, Max. Go ahead.
My question is, I can foresee I will have profound connectivity problems next Tuesday, given my location. And so my question is whether I can ask for my excused absence here, or do I need to follow it up with a an email to you?
We don't yet. Please do follow up with an email to the National Finance Committee address, but we don't do excused absences in committees, so you don't need to do that. But it's nice to know, like tonight, Nick was not able to be with us, so he sent us an email saying so, and I acknowledge it.
You learn something new every day. You learn something new every day. If you're paying attention.
There you go. Okay, any other discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, we'll do that. I hope we'll have better luck. Okay, that brings us to item number 7, which is a report, if available, from the Pacifica Executive Director. 10 minutes report, 10 minutes Q&A. And Stephanie, again, this is not to put you on the spot. I'm very glad you're here. There's no need for a report. But if you have anything to say, we'd love to hear from you and take as long or as little as you like.
Thank you. Excuse me. Thank you. I don't have anything really to report on, but we did appear to have a productive meeting with Berthold, and we did talk about the importance of having people be able to review the budget that he is submitting prior to the meeting. So hopefully we had recommended that he have something done by Thursday, Friday. So then Julia can have a chance to look, I mean, preferably Thursday, so then Julia can have a chance to look at it on Friday, and then we can send it out to the committee members over the weekend so they have, again, ample time to look at it before Tuesday.
Correct. And that actually is much more efficient in the long run.
Correct.
Any questions?
Questions.
Or did you want to say anything else, Stephanie, or take questions?
No, if anybody has any questions, they can go ahead and ask.
Floor is open. It doesn't have to be about budgets. It can be about other items financially related. I'm shocked. No questions?
I have a question I can ask. This is Julia.
Go ahead, Julia.
Stephanie, do we have an update on about getting the signature cards updated? Has Lydia said anything to you about that?
and receive the information from Lydia regarding that.
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
I'm not receiving any information from Lydia regarding that.
I will add that to my list.
Okay.
I had a hard time hearing that.
That was garbled.
Yeah, okay, wasn't just me. I heard something about maybe having a hard time getting it from Lydia.
It was garbled. Can you repeat that, Stephanie?
Yes, I haven't received any information or direction from Lydia regarding banks.
Again, you're garbled. We're missing quite a bit of your words, Stephanie. Hold on a second, Kim. Stephanie, can you twist your jack or something if you're using headphones?
And just slow down.
Bad connection.
It was okay.
You're inaudible. Let's give her a second.
No better.
Somebody was speaking. I couldn't understand. Was that Stephanie again?
I think it was. Stephanie, if you can hear me, I'll work with you on that. I have a spreadsheet of all the accounts. We'll just have to figure out who the contacts are, and we'll have a side conversation about that.
Okay. All right. It looks like this is not going to work out for further questions, and didn't seem like there were too many. So why don't we go to number 8, which is a report from the CFO, 10 minutes report, and 10 minutes Q&A. And if Stephanie is able to get back and is more audible, we can go back and have further questions for her if anyone has any. So, Julia, and again, understanding you've been very busy, working very hard, especially today, take as much or as little time as you want.
Okay, and please forgive my lack of enthusiasm. I'm just really tired, so I apologize. Does everyone have the financials that I sent out earlier today?
Well, we're not on the financials yet, Julia. This is just a general report. I was hoping you'd say something about how much work you're doing with the GMs and the business managers and the other things. You may not want to blow your own horn. I'll leave it up to you.
Intensive
work is going on.
Done a lot of work the past couple of weeks, mostly with WBAI. We need to be able to have the same type of work regarding KPFK. But I think, Kim, you and I will just have to have a conversation about that. And James, I guess, since it's past the local finance committee, but we've just at a point where it's some harsh realities with these budgets. Not every budget can come in with a significant deficit. So Bertholdt has been working closely with us, trying to get that $300,000 deficit into something that's a little more manageable. And as Stephanie and James had said, lots of calls involved with that, just helping him work through that, both from the expense side, but also just really kind of looking for ways to improve revenues. Because as we've said along, you can only cut expenses so much, and we don't want to endanger listenership more than we already have in some areas. So I think he's, looking into some opportunities that might be opening back up with New York, reducing their restrictions and some more opportunities there. So I'm hoping that not all of that. Yeah. We still have some work to do with KPFT.
I spoke to Stephanie, and I think she's looking to schedule a call with the general manager there, and I'll try to catch up with her in the next week or so about that, because we need to get moving with that. You know, I know everybody is impatient about getting these budgets approved, but, you know, a couple of them were just, they're not in the condition that they need to be in to be approved. I cannot say that officially about PRA and KPFA, obviously, because I just have not had time to drill down and work on those, but those will be next in line. And as an order of events, we've tried to work with the most worrisome budgets first, because we felt like that's where the most attention needed to be to kind of stop some of the bleeding that's going on there. So I hope that makes sense as we've the order of events of how we're approaching this. I take budgets very seriously, and, you know, it's just hard for me to send a budget to the committee, even though it's gotten through the local finance committee, you know, with several hundred thousand dollars worth of deficit. We just, you know, the organization can't continue to operate that way. Again, you know, knee-deep in audit and trying to get things rolling with that. I forget the woman's name, but someone has been very helpful trying to hook me up with Schwab. I can't get the statements for Schwab. That's our holdup right now with some reconciliations with investments. But, and really just, you know, a lot of it has been just trying to improve our systems. As I told James, even just thankfully, had you guys not accepted that the financials would look a little different, there's no way I could have gotten the financials out for today had we used the old system from a few months ago. So I really appreciate that. And we've just, you know, plugging along, we've just got a lot to do. And I appreciate James and Stephanie being available to help me through all that. So I'm happy to answer any questions if you have them. Again, I'm just exhausted, and I feel like I might be just rambling at this point.
You're doing fine. I should let everybody – well, no, I won't say that. Julie had some special family responsibilities today that have also been a burden.
This is Kim.
Go ahead, Kim.
I don't want to wear you out, Julie.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Hold on, Kim. I thought it was you, but I think it was our Paul that I heard first.
Okay.
Is that you, our Paul?
Yeah, I did have you mentioned Schwab. What exactly is going on with Schwab that we've got to get something from them?
There is an account that some people donate stock through, and so it's not like it's a large investment account that's being managed for things. Those items are to be sold and transferred, and there's been an issue with getting access for me for through the website to be able to see what I need to see. And I apologize. There is whoever the woman is that has been a part of the board forever. She helped me last week, and I'm drawing a blank on her name. And she's also has discussed with me what we need to do, if Stephanie's still on the line, about getting these the signers updated on all the bank accounts as well. But
would that be Tracy?
No.
Ursula?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Julie, is it Grace? Erin?
Grace. It's Grace. I think it's Grace.
Very good.
But she was on the phone for a while twice last week with Schwab, and it's just a weird problem that they're having with trying to get my access activated. So we'll figure it out.
Any other questions?
Yes. Speaking of getting signatures and all of that and dealing with banking bureaucracy, is there any progress being made on getting it so that WBAI can cash checks that are just made out to BAI? Because there's an issue of a $5,000 check that Chase Bank says, oh, no, it has to be made out to Pacifica.
Right.
Is there any, and the thing is, they need people's signatures on things in order to change it so that that can happen. Has there been any progress on that?
I will tell you it's on the list. I will say this for those who are unfamiliar with what we're talking about. Berthold has, I've known about this for several months, and I think that we have a better chance now that we're trying to get the signatories, whatever we call it, updated. I'm going to work with him on that. I know he had run into a lot of roadblocks with getting that done, but I'm hoping that we can rectify that. For those of you who are not sure what we're talking about, if he received a check that is made out to WBAI that is over, and I don't think it's $5,000. I think if it's over like $2,000,
yeah, $2,000,
take it. And sometimes he is able to get by with writing Pacifica next to the WBAI. But a lot of times he's not, and he has to send the checks back to the donor and have them reissue the checks. It's crazy where we don't have that problem with other banks. But I'm also not sure if it is because when that account was set up, that WBAI was not put like on the second line. For example, when I pull up KPFK's bank account, it says KPFK, Pacifica KPFK. And so I don't know if it was a problem when the account was opened, but our Paul, if that was you, it is a part of this whole getting the signatures updated. He's the only unit that I'm aware of that has that problem. And he just hasn't been able, they would not change it for him. So they
our
probably
Paul, did
some
you,
articles in a corporation or something, you know. So,
were you asking our Paul a question, Julia?
No, I was just confirming that he was the one that said that.
Anything else, our Paul?
No, thank you, CFO.
You're welcome.
Okay, Kim?
Well, I just want to stress the focus on raising revenue while I asked Mikel this directly at our last LSB, and he did not answer. I would like, we need to focus on raising revenue. I mean, the special programming, was it yesterday? Yeah, Monday, was very well done and earnest, and, you know, a lot of work went into it. I was shocked that there was no space given for fundraising as much as I heard, and I didn't listen all day. And that was in the middle of our fund drive. And that was like a real missed opportunity to message what we do and how we can bring you this programming and, you know, encourage people to donate for more of this kind of programming or whatever. But that was just shocking to me. So that's my comment.
I have a comment.
Pardon me?
To that, James.
I'm sorry, Julia. I didn't get that.
She said she has a comment in response.
Oh, yes, please. Go ahead.
Two comments on that. One, Stephanie, I've been talking about the fact that revenue has to increase across the board, but specifically at KPFK and
right.
Recently at WBAI. But James and I were on a call with Berthold. I can't remember if it was this weekend or last week. I feel like I talked to them like every other day.
But, it was yesterday, Julia.
Oh, my God. It seems like it was like 4 days ago.
No, it was yesterday.
But my comment to Berthold again was, you know, I felt like we had kind of unintentionally, you know, when you have a $300,000 deficit to try to cover, you know, a lot of times the immediate place that someone looks is expenses. And we had a couple of areas that we knew we felt like there were probably some areas to cut. And my comment to what him, I didn't say it this way, but it's how I'm interpreting it, is I might have misled him thinking he's got to pull it all from cuts. And James and I have been talking to him about the fact that we feel like his revenues are fairly conservative. You know, he has like a 1% growth in his revenue. Well, we're hoping that we're coming out of a pandemic, and we feel like he's doing things differently with his fund drives and stuff. So why would he not be a little bit more, I wouldn't even consider it aggressive. I mean, just knowing that it sounds like their listenership is up, you know, things are getting better with the pandemic. The theaters are opening, so they have the opportunity for tens of thousands of dollars to come in through theater tickets, potentially, if that is opening back up. So really trying to get him to refocus on revenues. And I'm not sure if, you know, Mikkel is probably too new for this to be the case necessarily with him. But, you know, I don't know if there's an underlying thought of, hey, we don't want to shoot too high with the revenues, because if we don't meet our goals, then we're going to look bad. But, you know, there's a balance with that. Of course, we don't want people to dream too big with their revenues just to get something to balance. But I feel like, you know, James agreed when we spoke with with Berthold, that, you know, there are probably there's probably a good number of thousands of dollars that he could probably achieve and, you know, put in that budget for revenue for this year. So it's, you know, I did have that conversation with him about balancing what he's doing and not sabotaging the revenue that we do have by having too extreme of cuts. We've got to get that balance in there somewhere, and having some more effective day-to-day management with the programmers on site. You know, because my question was, do the programmers really understand, and I might not be calling them the right thing, I call them programmers, the people who are putting on the program, do they really understand the situation? Do they understand how important it is that we raise funds right now? And he felt that a lot of them don't. Or, and if it's approached that they feel like they're selling their souls, you know, that they should just be able to, the content is the most important thing, which of course, I'm a margin, a mission margin person. I you have to balance both. You know, if you don't have your mission, you know, that you're providing, you're not going to have revenue coming in either. But you got to ask, you know, we have to ask these people to help fund these programs. And so I think, you know, and Stephanie doesn't know this yet, I don't think, but, you know, we were thinking that maybe, you know, we need to have a call with, you know, some of the program staff just to help them understand that just because we need them to think about the financial piece of it, that it's not taking away from the message that they're trying to deliver in all their great shows. So, but that's going to take a little bit of time, and I think we have to have a very well-crafted message for them to, so that they understand that we see where they're coming from, but that, you know, we've got to start making sure that we have a methodology to the fundraising side of it. And like you said, I don't know that we know how many times during a day is an ask made on these shows. Is any station able to answer that? I don't know. I don't think they are.
Or Paul for staff?
This is Kim.
I think I heard Kim first, but I want to let Julia's kind of on a roll here. I want to see if she's done or if she's going somewhere with it. It's been interesting.
I think that's kind of it.
Okay, I heard Kim first and then our Paul.
Yeah, I just want to finish up here. You know, I would recommend, and I don't know if Stephanie's still on the call, but I would really like to recommend that she start having weekly meetings with the general managers and perhaps program directors, and kind of, I mean, Mikhail may not understand a lot of stuff because he's new, but I think a meeting with, you know, like the whole, you know, the whole, all the general managers can really brainstorm and share what works, and you know, it's sort of an all hands on deck in doing that at this point. Because just every station trying to come up with different things or not isn't sufficient at this point.
James, is it okay to answer that?
Yeah, if you don't, I'm going to.
Well,
we'll see if we both have the same idea.
Well, one is Stephanie and I are texting. She is still on the call. For some reason, she only has one bar at her house on her phone tonight. So she's she is listening to, I think she could probably hear better than we can hear her.
Right.
And of course, she and I will talk about this as well this week. I know that one thing she and I have discussed is that there is a need not only for the sharing of ideas, which I do think there is some of that going on. I think it just depends on the unit, but, you know, just getting back to the core of building a little bit of camaraderie and the feeling of loyalty to the organization as a whole, instead of just to the units, and that you can be loyal to both, and really trying to assist in helping shed a little bit of the negativity that, you know, some of the staff are carrying, which is could easily be very legitimate, given what everybody, you know, the organization has been through in the past several years. So, you know, I do know that she has a list of things that she feels like need to be addressed with the programmers and the general managers, and crafting that into a message is something that we've been talking about, because, you know, for as much as I'm into the financial piece of things, I'm very much into the psychology of managing a team of people and helping them understand that whole mission margin balance, and that there are going to be some requirements about the days that are being used for fund drives. You know, KPFK is going to probably end up being in a fund drive longer than they have scheduled, because it is a disaster. They've got to continue beating the street, you know, beating the pavement to raise funds, you know, getting in again, kind of seeing how is it that some of the more successful units or successful programs within a unit, why is this program more successful in raising money? You know, they can easily have less listeners but generate more revenue. Maybe it's because that just happens to be about that topic, and those people are a demographic that can fund or more willing to send in money. Or maybe it's just how they're asking, or that they do ask. So there's so much, you know, that she and I still have to learn, and we're trying to, you know, learn as much as we can from the staff. But it's going to come down to, you know, some serious team conversations about this fundraising piece. I mean, I think it has to become more clear to the staff where we are financially. And I'm not sure that they know that. I think that they know that once in a while some bills are not being paid, but I don't think they have a full understanding of where the organization is right now as far as you know, I would like to say long-term survival, but even just short-term cash problems.
Thank you, Julia. That was a very, very good answer. Are you done?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You said everything I wanted to say, and I appreciate that. I just wanted to add one little piece, which may be premature, but one of the things we discussed with Stephanie on one of our recent phone calls was the possibility of having some kind of a Zoom meeting with the staff at WBAI and I think she may be intending to do this at in other stations as well, you know, to give them a pep talk, you know, give them a reality check, you know, try and boost this whole thing to try and increase the revenue. So, yeah, she is aware of it, and she's thinking about it. I have a couple of quick questions, if nobody else has one right away.
Our poll was maybe on the stack.
Go ahead, our poll.
Yeah. In terms of the BAI staff, well, I am one of them, and I think you'll find that there are a lot of different it's not like there's some uniform understanding of things. There are people who do, you know, have the attitude of, I do my program and I'm go away, that's it. That's my whole connection to any of this. And you've got other people who are doing much more, and some people I think don't quite understand the finances at all because it's just not something they understand. And some people do realize that, you know, we are in dire straits at this point in time. So there's a lot, there's a whole spectrum at BAI of staff understanding and consideration of all of this. So it's going to be a bit difficult. Also, the finances tend to bore everybody, so there's that. But yeah, you'll find that if we do have something like this, you'll also find, I guess, that when we do have staff meetings, we do get it drilled into us that we need to raise more money. That's constantly said. So there's that. All right.
Okay. And I think, Arpal, that is the varying degrees of understanding of the financial situation is very common in not only nonprofits, but in most businesses. And it's our obligation to help kind of find that or set that level of where we, you know, educate the staff, but don't go too far to where we're pushing them over the edge and we lose them because, again, you know, we've gotten too complex with it, or, you know, again, it's not their core business for what their job is in particular. So I think that's something that we need to work toward is, you know, what is that, even if it's just a very culled down dashboard that they can see that helps them kind of see where we are from month in and month out.
And anything more?
Successes. I sent,
say that.
You know, finding the opportunity to celebrate successes. I don't know. You know, it's so hard when you're so spread out, and we still have so many staff working from home. I mean, I'm one of those people. I've worked from home all the time now because our office is still not open. But you know, finding ways to celebrate those successes. Even if we think they're small ones, I emailed Terry at KPFK last week because, you know, they had an over $12,000 day. And I knew when I was typing it that it wasn't in the big picture of where we've been in the past several years. $12,000 was not a great day. But you know what? For right now, $12,000 is a fantastic day, given where we've been. And so, you know, I shot him a message and said, woohoo, you know, awesome. And we kind of had a little bit of a back and forth about, you know, what the deal is with that day, and gave me an opportunity to kind of learn, you know, what the difference is in the days of why you have a $3,000 day and then the next day you have a $12,000, and, you know, what programs are going on those days and that type of thing. But, you know, I hope he, you know, I hope that put a smile on his face, because it's been hard times for everybody with this organization, and we need to celebrate some successes, because it's just, you know, nobody is going to want to help when they feel downtrodden all the time. And it's not that somebody's making you feel downtrodden, but if somebody's not there to help you feel excited about what you're doing and what's going on,
you know, we need to kind of get some of that back into the system.
I'm going to just say that we're over time for this, and I have a few quick questions myself, but if anyone else would like to ask some questions, I think we need to extend time for this item. Is there anybody else that has questions on this, which is Julia's CFO report? All right, hearing none, I'm just going to ask my questions and call that finishing the stack, and then we can move into the January financials. Julia, I wanted to ask you very quickly, just short answers. We've been waiting and waiting to get access to the bank accounts, the view-only access for NETA. Has that been accomplished?
I have not had time to pursue that. I kind of thought that we would wrap that into the SignifiCard conversation.
Sounds like a plan. Good. Okay, that's good.
Let me say this. I have WBAIs. Bertel gave me logins for his, and he does send me the PayPal reports. I can't remember if he gave me the PayPal login. And then, of course, I have KPFKs and access to their PayPal, but I don't have KPFA or the archives. Or KPFA.
Understood. So that's all a work in progress, and that's I'm glad you're pursuing it. I just wanted to check on that. And speaking of KPFA, there was some discussion on the in the emails about why don't we review KPFA's budget because it's ready. But in fact, there are some revenue supports that are missing there, right, and some things that are being accrued that need to be sorted out. Could you just speak very briefly on that?
Sure, and that was something that was going to actually be a part of the conversation with the financials as well. I know this is probably too deep into accounting processes, but, you know, when you record revenue, you base it on something. You base it on, you know, reports that are coming through Allegiance or some type of subledger like that and the deposits that are coming into the bank. And there we still have several months. I did email Maria, I think, yesterday, again, asking about, of course, it's been a long couple of days, so it might have been this morning, but just asking for a follow-up about the prior year that we still have. The last time I looked, I feel like there's at least 3 or so months, 4 months that have accrual numbers posted where it's just a lump number is plopped in there, and it does not have the transactions. And when I mean say transactions, I don't mean individual transactions, but, you know, there are credit card batch amounts that come in. I know Kim's familiar with that just from looking at the financial statements with me, but, you know, the batches of check deposits and the batches of credit card deposits and wires, none of that is entered for several months. What she's done is estimated a number. And it could be off of the cash that's come in. I need to dig into it a little deeper with her, but she's still trying to work through that. They've had some pretty significant problems with their reporting, and I guess it has not, now that they're not fully using Allegiance, I guess it hasn't gotten better with the product that Brian set up for them.
I don't think we want to talk too much about the individual employees and what they're doing.
I'm sorry.
I mainly asked that question for Chris's benefit here on the committee, a question had also come from Sharon on the email. I didn't have a chance to get back to them on that question, so that's why I asked it here.
That they're trying to do it the right way.
Exactly.
The right way is not working. They're trying to do it the way you're supposed to do it, and they can't get it to work.
Yes.
Which I'm sure is driving them insane.
Yes.
Chris,
all right.
Chris to the stack, just for 15 seconds.
Sure.
Or so,
go ahead.
Don't mind him.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I can just comment on this briefly. I've been trying to keep on top of it. And yeah, I mean, the basic problem is that, you know, they're struggling with the system and the new system. And it doesn't seem like they're able to produce accurately parsed revenue reports at this juncture. And So it just doesn't seem like a good idea to bring the budgets forward. Although I would also add what Julia said earlier, and that's that KPFA is one of the least troublesome units in the network.
Right.
In fact, it may be the least troublesome one. So it's better to get the budgets that are more troublesome out of the way first, so that we can attack some of the problems that face us going forward. So that's why I haven't actually chimed in on any of this stuff. I'm just letting them work it out and waiting. But I'm watching it carefully. That was more than 15 seconds. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. And thank you for adding that piece about dealing with the trouble spots first. I appreciate you adding that. So I'm glad that we understand that. And let's see, what else did I have here? Oh, I just wanted to comment on the Black Is programming on Monday. I was listening to some of that. I didn't hear it all. But the parts I heard, there were some good, strong appeals for fundraising. And I think if the way I was hearing it, the appeals were specific to WBAI listeners. And I guess around the network, they were doing specific appeals to each station. And I don't know if every station took advantage of that time to break it out and have their individual appeals. I just don't know how that worked around the network. But at WBAI, while I was listening, I did hear some pretty strong calls for support. So, again, it was just a snapshot. So, again, I don't know how reflective that was of the whole. And let's see. The last question
James,
I had. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's truly just 5 seconds. WPFW did the same thing, and it was pretty, good pitching. So it was a missed opportunity if other stations didn't do that.
Yeah, I think that may be the answer.
Yeah, it's looking like it was missed at KPFK. I'm looking at WBAI now, but KPFK raised less than $1,000 yesterday.
Yeah, and I think that may be why Kim had noticed that maybe there weren't those appeals, maybe they didn't get produced in time. Who knows?
One comment when you're done, James.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead. You go ahead. While we're on the topic, go ahead.
I asked the general manager specifically at the LSB if he was going to do any fundraising during that day-long programming, and he did not respond. So just saying.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The last question is, Julia, I was just curious if you'd like to explain what mission margin balance is. You mentioned it a couple of times, and I'm not sure everybody would know what that is.
Okay. Sure. I'm trying to think. I'm a very visual person. This is a practice that we went through when I was in the museum world for over 10 years. And because, as you can imagine, it's no different than being in a public radio or any other nonprofit, is the educators feel like, it's the financial people are more concerned about how much revenue they're generating from their butts and seats for camps and the programs that they're selling and that type of thing. So it's the same thing. What we did was, you can Google mission margin and you'll see a grid, a graph, and you map on it all of your programs matched with how much their net is to gain or loss is to the organization. And the team, identifies, which are high mission and which are high margin, and which are high mission, low margin. And it's just a process that allows you to visualize on this chart, just put dots up there about what you're trying to measure. And it helps puts a visual component for those who are not really into financial stuff to say, hey, just because we're not for profit does not mean that we can lose money on everything we do. And that we have to have some programs that are making money that might be lower mission because we're willing to do that because we have these other programs that are high, high mission, but, just are not something that are going to generate a lot of funds.
And when you have that conversation with staff in more of a visual way and help them see that, well, yes, we know that this thing over here is not, like, we had a gift shop. Nobody really thought the gift shop was super high mission, but, you know, it made money. So we're like, yeah, you know, we're going to stick with that because it could, you know, it was in the black and would cover some of the costs associated with overhead or doing some other programs, that type of thing. I just think it's a very valuable thing if we're going in, especially when emotions are high and people are feeling very threatened that, or feeling like they're being told that they're not doing what they should be doing, or feeling that the value and the mission of their program is not being seen. It helps them understand that when we have these hard financial conversations, that we do value the mission and we do see that, and helping that we have to balance that mission and margin. It cannot be all mission. Something has to make some money. If it doesn't, we're not going to be able to pay our bills and none of us are going to be here. So we have to be willing to make some sacrifices in some areas to be able to say, hey, yes, I'm going to promote this program and try to, that may be a little more lucrative because it's going to provide the funds that allows me to do this really valuable program over here because of its content that I might not be able to raise as much money. I don't know if that helps answer the question or not.
Absolutely. That's great.
It. It's one of my favorite concepts for helping non-financial people kind of get on board and feel like they're being heard.
Understood. I'm going to suggest you should come to these meetings tired more often, maybe, because you're letting loose with some good analysis and, you know, good insights for us. I appreciate it. All right. I think we need to wrap this up, though, because we're getting a little late on time. And we still have the January financials that we haven't touched yet. And I would like to get to the standard transaction limits before we close. So I'm sorry you're bearing the whole burden here, Julia, but that seems to be the way it goes with the CFO.